Hello and welcome to a week 13 edition of the official EstablishedRun.com NFL betting show. My name is Adam Levitan. Evan Silva is making his way back from St. Louis to Chicago as we speak, but I'm joined by the man who I think went 4-0 on this very show last week. It is Mark Dankenbring from our projections team. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I did have one loss in there, but so I think 4-1. But yeah, solid Thanksgiving week for sure.
Mark and I both live in Denver, and it is currently 73 degrees and sunny as always here in Denver. And yet we are virgining it up here, talking about props and betting for the people. Shout out to us. Want to be very clear here that the biggest reason we've been so successful betting props, we're currently 125 and 63 in the NFL, 191 and 112 in NBA. The biggest reason is the projections team getting market share, getting the usage right for every player in every game. So the model has the right data to run with is really time consuming, really hard to do. So shout out to Mark for being on top of that and everybody else on our projections team. Today, we are mostly going to talk props, maybe a little sides and totals. None of these will be official props. They're a bit too thin. They're more of IKBs. And what I mean by IKB is I know better. In other words, just based on projection, they're not a bet. But for me, your humble king GPP bro, I indeed know better. So yeah, just some thinner stuff that we still like, but I still think are good bets. Anyways, we'll do maybe 3, 4, 5 here if we're feeling freaky here. I'll give you the honors, Mark. Go ahead with your first selection.
Yeah, so a couple of my picks are going to be coming from Thursday Night Football. So hopefully a lot of people get this in before the game starts. I think this is an interesting matchup, obviously with Taysom Hill taking over as quarterback. The Saints are down, Alvin Kamara down their two starting tackles. Michael Thomas still not playing. Adam Trautman still not playing. So just down, you know, a crazy amount of offensive weapons. The total here this morning when I woke up was 47. It's dropped down to 46. And while I kind of like the overall game total, I'm going to lean against the Saints here. You know, Dallas is entering with the fourth-ranked defense in DVOA. I expect the Saints to keep this on the ground a decent amount. You know, I think play volume could potentially be a little bit muted. And I brought a couple of these plays up on last week's shows. I'd like to target some certain team totals of offenses that I think are pretty lackluster and don't have a great matchup. So I'm going to go back to the well here with the Saints under 20.5 points at minus 110 on Caesars. These kind of fluctuate book to book. So I looked through, you know, the 5 or 6 books that I have access to out in Colorado, and the under 20.5 minus 110 on Caesars was the best one I found. Some other kind of alt lines you can get under 19 at plus 120 on Caesars, which I think is okay, but again, prefer the 20.5. One thing I thought was interesting is Dan Quinn is going to be the acting head coach tonight for the Cowboys with Mike McCarthy on the COVID list. And, you know, Dan Quinn was the head coach in Atlanta for a while, for 5 seasons or so. And, you know, so he's had a lot of matchups against Sean Payton, which I think should help a little bit in this matchup. I was curious to ask Evan, you know, what he thought there on kind of like offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, if that advantage goes one way or the other. But you know, kind of like the matchup here and going to go under on the Saints team total.
Yeah. Not, I feel like the public is not giving Taysom like any respect. Like I get that Taysom's not a polished thrower, but is he really worse than Trevor Siemian? I mean, I don't know. So my expectation for Taysom is actually more likely to win the game with Taysom, but it would be like ugly. You know what I mean? Like they can win it like an ugly game with Taysom. But yeah, you know, it's really interesting. You know, we don't have a huge sample on Taysom starts, so we'll see tonight. We have a bunch of bets regarding Taysom tonight for sure in props. All right. First prop I'm going to take is one that we're not showing as a bet, but I'm excited about Leonard Fournette, man. We talked about it with Evan on Tuesday. We talked about it with Mark and Mike yesterday, but man, I mean, 102.5 rush plus receiving yards is a massive number. Like that's usually where like Dalvin is. And you can see even Eckler is below there. Mixon is right around there. Like the best running backs in the league, that is where their rush plus receiving yards number. And I get that Leonard Fournette's usage was great. I think there's more variance to the downside. In other words, maybe Gio Bernard plays more in this game, or maybe Ronald Jones plays more in this game. I don't think it's likely, but it's at least possible. But more importantly, I think from an efficiency standpoint, they're just not going to lean on Lenny like they did in the last game. And so I think there's a lot of recency bias in this line. We're actually projecting around 105 as a mean. The median is going to be lower, of course. And so maybe we could make it an official bet, but I don't think we'll end up doing so. But for me, I actually think I had 103.5. Now it's down to 102.5. But under 102.5, I think is fine still. Under 102.5 rush plus receiving for Uncle Len, Fat Len, Playoff Len, Lombardi Len, Touchdown Lenny. Under 102.5 rush plus receiving for him is one that IKB, I know better. Mark, the floor is yours.
Cool. I'm going to turn to the prop side on this one. And I'm going to stick to Thursday Night Football here. So reading Evan's matchup column today, I thought was interesting because Amari Cooper is expected to be back. He's expected to be limited. But with Cedric Wilson out, it should be Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup on the outside, which should put CeeDee Lamb more in the slot. And we saw against the Falcons a couple weeks ago when Gallup first came back that CeeDee just tore it up from the slot in the first half. Looking at the Saints defense, obviously they have Marshawn Lattimore on the outside. He doesn't go into the slot very much. And when Underhill was on the pod last week, he was kind of shredding the slot corners for the Saints, which I thought was interesting. So I expect CeeDee Lamb to be lined up in the slot a decent amount tonight and get peppered with some targets. So there's a line on FanDuel, 61.5 receiving yards that I just bet the over on. The over is only -110. And elsewhere, it's either 64.5 yards or 65.5. So I like this number on FanDuel, 61.5 yards. CD has hit the over on this number in the majority of the games this season. I like the matchup here for CD, so I'm going to go with the over there.
Yeah, I'll certainly be talking about that with Cody tonight on the Showdown Show, an amazing spot for CD. They have 63.5 on DraftKings. Can't stress enough how important it is to shop. Like, I know it doesn't sound like much. The difference between 61.5 -110 and 63.5 -115 is absolutely massive. So be sure you guys have money on as many books as possible and do your shopping. All right, I'll go with one tonight. I'll stick with tonight. And I'll stick in the receiving yards category here. And this is one somebody brought up in Discord that I actually like. I don't know if I like it enough to bet it because receiving yards overs on running backs is historically some of the worst prop bets that you can possibly take. But I think there's hidden upside in Tony Pollard tonight because there was a report from Ed Werder that said that Zeke was going to rest in this game, right? And like Ed Werder has been covering the Cowboys for, I don't know, like as long as I've been alive. And so then Jerry Jones comes out and says, Zeke's going to get a full workload. Like, I am not buying that for one second from Jerry Jones, who loves to inflate and be overly optimistic about his team. And I get it. Like, if I owned a freaking football team, I wouldn't go on the media and start tilting my face off. I'd be like, no, Zeke is fine. He's going to carry a full workload. And so I think there's hidden upside in Pollard here that Zeke is limited, that Zeke is a surprise scratch, that Zeke gets hurt in the game. I mean, he's clearly not right with his knee. So I was looking at a bunch of different Tony Pollard overs for this show. I think over 17.5 receiving yards, -120 here on DraftKings is my favorite one. I also thought the rush plus receiving, I think it was 65.5 or so, was solid. I mean, I could see Tony Pollard out touching Zeke tonight, no problem. I think it's hard to run on the Saints, but obviously, like, getting Tony Pollard in space is and should be a priority for the Cowboys. So I'll go with the over 17.5. Shout out to the guys in Discord who were talking about that one earlier as well. And that is one thing about Discord, man. Like, not only are we releasing the picks in there and talking in there, but also there's a lot of sharp people going back and forth and bouncing things off each other, which I think is pretty good value as well. All right.
Yeah. It's funny you bring that up, cause I was actually looking at it earlier. Cause on PointsBet it was at 15.5 -120. I just checked there. Cause I was hesitant to pull the trigger. Cause as you said, receiving overs on running backs, we've gotten burned on a few times this year. But it looks like that's been bet up to 20.5 at PointsBet. So I might have to take that one on DraftKings. I'm looking on Fox real quick too to see if they have anything, but I do like that.
Yeah. Bet. Okay. What else do you have for the people here, Mark? All They're right. desperate.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to another total here, team total. So, and I do just want to say with the props, you know, we've been hitting at over 60%. I've been tracking my own personal NFL sides and totals bets this year, and I'm right at 54%. So just the margin on props is so much better. So if you're not doing our props package, you know, you really should. You're missing out. But okay, I'm going to go with the Jets under team total here. It's under 18.5. You can get that at Even Money on Fox or BetMGM. So just kind of a similar, you know, bet as I've made on the show the past couple weeks. The Jets offense with Zach Wilson at the helm has been pretty awful. They're going up against the Eagles this week, and Brandon Thorne's offensive line, defensive line mismatches hasn't come out yet, but I think it's going to be largely in favor of the Eagles on both sides of the ball. They have a top 10 offensive line, top 10 defensive line. The Jets have a bottom 5 or 10 offensive and defensive line. So I think the mismatch in the trenches is going to be big here for the Eagles. The Eagles have also just been pounding the rock like crazy recently. Their pass rate has been under 51% in 5 straight weeks. They've been around like the 40% mark in 4 of those games, which is just absurd. You know, their pass rate over expectation numbers are almost, you know, negative 15 to 20% in all those games. So they're just running the ball like crazy. It looks like Miles Sanders should be okay here. So they should at least have 2 or 3 healthy backs to go against the Jets and can bleed the clock on offense. And I just like betting against Zach Wilson at this point. And when you can get it at even money, I like that. So Jets under 18.5 at plus 100 on Fox and MGM.
I couldn't believe last week that Jamison Crowder ended up as like chalk and cash on DraftKings. Like, it didn't even cross my mind to play Jamison Crowder. Maybe it probably wouldn't have crossed my mind to play Jamison Crowder with Flacco or Mike White, but maybe it would cross my mind there. I mean, it didn't with Zach Wilson, it didn't even cross my mind. And that says a lot about the state of where Zach Wilson is at, that like, I think that Jamison Crowder is better with Flacco or Mike White than Zach Wilson. I mean, that's scary for sure for Zach Wilson. All right. I do have a couple other things, but I'll give one more prop here. I'm feeling generous on the props. So we actually have Tom Brady in this game projected for 40.3 pass attempts, which is just a massive number. I mean, it's insane. Yeah. And this game is going to be fast. And obviously both teams really, really want to throw, but I mean, 40.5 pass attempts is an unbelievably big number. Like everything has to go right for you to get there. And so I think that in this game, the Falcons are so bad. And I don't think people like, yeah, they're 5-6. If you look at point differential, any underlying metric, the Falcons are atrocious. So defensively, offensively, I think that they're going to get smacked around by the Bucs. And in that scenario, Tom Brady, there's absolutely zero reason for him to throw the ball 41 times in this game. So it's another IKB because of the projection we have like right on it. We have like 40.3 projected pass attempts for Tom Brady. But I, again, your humble King GPP bro, says that they will not need that for Tom Brady in this spot. And you can, you know, a lot of the stuff in the model is like running on team totals and stuff like that. And so if you think that like the Bucs are going to win by 20 and the team and the line is only 6 or whatever it is, you know, of course the projection would change. And so, yeah, I think that the Bucs are going to go down there to Atlanta and whoop up on them. And Tom Brady is going to be handing it off. Hopefully not to Uncle Lenny. Hopefully not to Ron Jones, who we also have an under on. So we're getting a lot of different stuff here, but still, I just think that on principle, I'm not letting them get away with this 40.5 line on Tom Brady against the freaking Falcons.
On principle, love it.
Yeah. All right. Do you have anything else? I got a couple more sides and totals things if you want to talk about that. I don't know if you have anything else.
Yeah. So one I did bet personally that I don't feel great about just because it feels like a little fish bet, but the Rams at home to the Jaguars minus 12 on Bet Rivers, I liked. I just think the Jaguars are terrible, and I can see, you know, the Rams easily winning like 30-17 here. I was interested in potentially taking their over team total, but that's at 30.5, which just seems like a lot. So I think, you know, the Rams defense, they added Von Miller, obviously, and Aaron Donald, like, those two guys going up against Trevor Lawrence, I just like my odds there. You know, I could see a sack fumble for a TD or a pick six or something along those lines. I mean, the Jaguars have just been brutal. And James Robinson was downgraded today as well to DNP in practice. So they could be trying out Carlos Hyde there, and you know, Marvin Jones is popping an age model. It's just not looking good for the Jags. So the Rams really need this game. It's a bounce back game. So I do kind of like them at home to cover. You know, it's a big number, but I like that a little bit. And then also reading matchups, you know, hitting on the Bucks, I liked some Chris Godwin overs. The only thing that's out there right now is receiving yards, which is close to 70, which is pretty high for him. I was hoping to get a receptions line or even kind of like an anytime touchdown scoring line. So I, you know, he's at 69.5 receiving yards right now. I do kind of like that over, but again, I'm hoping we can get a receiving line at like 5.5 catches or a touchdown line at plus money. I'd be more interested in.
Yeah, I think Godwin is going to be someone that people are hesitant to click in DFS this week because of what happened last week, but we'll turn him into a pretty good play, I think, in DFS. Shout out Penn State, Chris Godwin. All right, on these size and total stuff, I don't actually bet them, you know, myself, outside of Super Contest, which I'm in the Super Contest with my buddies, and we had a really good run 2 years ago, didn't play last year, and then this year, we're like somewhere in the middle of the pack. So we need a major run right now. But one that I'm definitely going to press for in our Super Contest will be Steelers plus 4.5 at home against the Ravens. And so I know everybody wants to leave the Steelers for dead. I know the market is completely off the Steelers. They played one of the worst games an NFL team can play last week against the Bengals. Historically, Ben Roethlisberger has been so much better at Heinz Field, like the biggest splits in the entire NFL. I think he can come home and actually have like a competent game against the Ravens. And speaking of offense, I mean, the Ravens offense has not looked good either, and now they have to go to Pittsburgh and play a Steelers team, which will be jacked up for this game. Always one of the biggest rivalries in the NFL. And so to get 4.5 at home, to me, is a big number for the Steelers, unless they're like completely stone dead, which is possible, which is definitely possible. I think the Steelers have a really good chance to cover this game here in the 4.5. And then the other side or total thing that I saw that stuck out to me was this 43. You can get some 43s in this New England Buffalo game. And I'll have to fill in for Silva here by saying over 43 in the Patriots Bills game. I think two really good offenses, man. And I get both defenses are very good, and I get that it could play a little slow and everything. And all that is factored in. And that's why the line is 43. But when you get two really good offenses, the ceiling on it is just way, way, way bigger. I think offense typically beats defense. And so none of this is high conviction or mathematically modeled or anything like that. If you do want a side or a total, Steelers 4.5 over 43 and Patriots Bills are on my radar.
Yeah. I did look at that Pats Bills total, and you know, we know Leone's going to the game, so he's going to be fine smashing the over there. So oh, I think that's a good one to give out to the people.
God. First I was worried that Leone was going to retire from winning too much. And now I'm worried that he's going to die at this Monday night Bills Patriots game, which is an absolutely massive game. Yeah, Joel says there might be some weather in Buffalo. Sure, we'll keep an eye on it. I think rain, I saw a little bit of rain in the forecast, but not too cold. So I think should be okay. But yeah, we'll certainly keep an eye on that. All right. Appreciate everybody for hanging out for this week 13 betting show. If you are not a subscriber and in the Discord, get in there. It comes with the NFL props come with the full NFL package. We are weekly and monthly available. NBA, you need to buy separately. Props is separate from DFS. Check that out on the subscribe page. For Mark, for Jerry, for producer Adam, I am Adam. Good luck, everybody.